best practices, at least from GFOA standpoint, basically integrates a debt management policy with a 5-year capital improvement program or plan and an annual capital budget. We finessed 2 of the 3 here. When should we expect to see a real capital improvement program for the district?
I'm working with McConnell's staff right now, preparing my report to come up with his 5-year numbers based on his multiple strategic execution plans. And it's my understanding that because he doesn't publish them all in one place, I'm kind of combining them from his various documents. But my goal would be is to have him bring forward a capital improvement program with us, hopefully in the near future.
But that's just one part. The other part is that you're putting together numbers on school buses and police cars and everything else.
Correct.
And all of that will also integrate, as GFOA would also say, the operating budget implications.
Ideally, they'd be in that capital improvement program. I just know in Chicago it was hard enough to pull the capital improvement program together just based on the new construction facilities and the educational enhancement piece. So if that happens to emerge in 2 separate documents, I'll just be happy if I can get the one report together. The second report, the capital asset piece, I believe could come forward in the form of a capital budget in the annual budgeting process. And if somehow we can integrate that in with the overall capital improvement program, that'll be great. I just have not seen that done. I know we in Chicago, we did the capital program that didn't include the capital asset piece, but that'd be icing on the cake if we could integrate the two. But I'd be happy at least seeing the one report pulled together. And I can certainly do the capital asset piece in our annual budgeting process. Does that make sense?
Second question deals with something I think close to what Mr. Lauritsen talked about. I didn't notice it, and maybe I just missed it. In the policy itself, do you address, in a sense, refunding or refinancing? Because we've done that in the past.
Yes.
A third question.
And by the way, we do have comments on that, at the language in that we're proposing the policy. We have gotten feedback on it, technical corrections there, and also technical corrections on our use of minority and women-owned businesses in the role in the process. Apparently, we're using a term of art that's more federal government-based, and we'll be addressing to reflect our terms here at LUSD.
I notice you also discussed the issue of affordability in other public entities. They have special committees that deal with the affordability issue. Do you intend to use the board as the sounding, the sounding board for determining whether or not something is affordable or not? Or do you plan on using this committee? Or do you plan on setting up a separate entity that basically would make recommendations on debt?
I was not planning on setting up a separate committee, though I have seen that in some of the other policies. I just presuppose that was the role of this committee here and this board. If it's not the role of this committee, then we can certainly find an appropriate form.
We'll do it through the budget, which is all of us, right, of the committee of the whole.
But the fact that we have an annual reporting process, I was hoping that it would be the vehicle to bring it back every year where the measures could be reevaluated. And is why we set this threshold so low, so that as we came back to you and said we'd like it to be 3% or try to make the case for a higher level, this would be, I just presume this would be the vehicle to bring it back forward.
Okay, thank you.